Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Lamed Hey Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Shin Ayin. And we pick up on the very last line of Reish Lamed Hey Omud Aleph with Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Balabayis Sheishlo Harbe Batim Chotzer. If a single individual owns multiple properties, multiple apartments, let's say, within a courtyard, Vihish Ilon O Hiskiron Liacherim, and he either lends them to somebody or rents them to other people. So the question would be, what about those individuals? Are they required to participate in the Eruv Chatzeros as separate dwellers, or are they subordinated under the single owner that also has his apartment as well as these other apartments within that courtyard? So the Mechaber tells us, if v'yesh lo b'chol echod mehem, dvorim she'enon nitolim b'shabbos, if the owner of the multiple apartments has something in each apartment that's not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, machmas kovdom, because they're too heavy to be moved, or machmas isur, or because they're usur to be moved on Shabbos, the muktzah, or other types of isurim on moving them on Shabbos, so then the owner, this balabayis, has what we call a tfisa siyad in each of those apartments, and therefore, since these things in those apartments, he has the right to get to them, and they're not allowed to be moved out from there, either because it's also to move them out, or because it's too difficult to move them out because they're too heavy. And these are things that can't be moved even if you need their place. You're still not allowed to move these items. So then, the individual who either borrowed or rented that apartment from this balabayis, those individuals, those people that are living in those apartments, they do not have the ability, ain osrim over here, all of these people cannot aser that owner over here and require each of them to put in to the Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, ain adorim behem osrim olav, he just has to participate in the Erev Chatzeros with anybody else that's living there that has their own apartment, but not with the individuals that he lent or rented apartments to. Lefi shenasu kulam ka'archim etzlo, because all of them are considered like they live with him. They're like his guests. And if somebody invites over guests to his house, those guests don't need to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, ulefikach gam hei mutorim lohotzi mibotehem, these individuals who have borrowed or rented those apartments from this gevir, from this balabayis over here, so they're allowed to also carry from their houses, which they've rented or borrowed, into the chatzer and vice versa. Even though they didn't participate over here in the Erev Chatzeros. Again, we said quite a bit over here. So let's look inside the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin. The Mishneh Berurah tells us, Vihish Elon over here, that he either lent these people these apartments or he rented them the apartments. Vidavka Kishilon Lizman Meruba. It has to be talking about that he rented them or lent them for a long period of time. Lizman Meruba. And the Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Amasro Vihish Elon, which is on the Omer Aleph, he brings down over here from the Avodas HaKodesh, that Lefi Shah, when we say for a short period of time, it's up to 30 days. Avo Yosef, it's more than 30 days, that's called Usman Meruba. And this is also discussed elsewhere. You can see a little bit of discussion in Deir Shu footnote number 8, which alludes to a Bir Halacha in Siv Ches, Dibra Maskel Ella, which we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in a couple of days. In any event, as long as this lending or renting is for a short period of time, then it's totally insignificant. If it's only for a short period of time, then he brings down, again, from the Avodas HaKodesh over here, that this would not be a problem, even if it didn't have things inside it that were muktzer or heavy. Now, what is this idea of something is heavy over here? So the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, Av she'ein nase muktzer idea kovet, this item is heavy, but it's not muktzer because of its heaviness. You're allowed to move a very heavy table on Shabbos if you need to move it from your living room to your dining room or something like that. So heaviness itself doesn't make something osur or muktzah on Shabbos. Nevertheless, mikol makom, kiven sheish torach lefanosim, since it's a little bit difficult, it's going to take effort to go and move it, therefore, ein derech litlam Shabbos, it's not customary to move it on Shabbos, and therefore, it's as if the owner still has a tfisa siyad in those apartments that he lent or rent to the individuals that he lended it or rented it to. Deir Shu footnote number 9 brings down over here, V'yamah maskir hu nochri o mumer, if the one who is renting the apartment over here to others, this gvir over here, is a non-Jewish person or is a nebuch a mumer, so when this non-Jewish person or the mumer rents it to the Jewish person with these heavy pieces of furniture inside of it, so do we consider that person to have a tvisa siyad in all of those apartments? So he brings down from the Shelos HaTshuvah Tzela Chochma that since this non-Jewish person or this mummer has no problem in taking something heavy on Shabbos and using it because he doesn't follow, unfortunately, halacha Shabbos for the mummer, and the non-Jewish person is not restricted by halacha Shabbos. Therefore, mimela lo yimana melasos gam melacha sheish b'torah kadosh. Therefore, it's no consequence to him. He would use this like he would on a Tuesday, and therefore, it doesn't constitute a tfisas yad. However, he ultimately paskins against this idea. He says ladina hechriya shenechshav l'tfisas yad, that they still do have the consideration over here that they have rights to that apartment, and he brings other rights for this ayin sham. The Ber Hetev in Oz Gimel has a question over here. He says, "Dema gvul yesh lekovetzel? What difference does it make that it's heavy over here? Dema su shikosh leechod noach lesheni? That what might be heavy for one person, two people can easily pick up and carry. So how does it make sense to say that it's not going to be moved because it's heavy?" And he says, "Lechain, therefore yesh lahachmir bezer rak dvarim hamuktzim." And he says that included in this idea of machmas kovdom, we shouldn't include anything that is not muktzah, even though it's heavy. And he brings it down from the Morgan Avram, and he says as well, the Beis Yosef in the name of the Ma'arik says that filu yesh pinum yuchedis labala bayis mikrei tvisas bayis. Even if it's only in a quarter of this apartment, nevertheless, that's still called a tvisas bayis. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Vav brings down this same Morgan Avram that the Ber Hetiv mentioned, and he says that the Morgan Avram is mafakvik al din in the Shulchan Aruch, but he brings down that the El Yeraba is mataritz this, as well as mashma from the Bir Agra and the Psak of the Chayyadim, that they disagree with this Morgan Avram. The issue footnote number 10 brings down that the Hagos Smak over here says that in fact the Kovet, the heavy weight over here, does make it a Kvius over here, that it will not be moved, and it therefore counts as a Tvisas Yad on the owner. And this is the opinion, as we just brought down, of the El Yeraba in the name of the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh. And this is also the opinion of many Achronim. He then brings down that the Tosefes Shabbos and the Das Torah bring down that if you have to move it with two hands, that's also considered Kovdo Lekovo. And he brings a Raya from the Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Shom, and the rest of this footnote. Mishnah continues in Sif Katan Tes, and he writes, Sha'asu l'talklam, something that is also for you to move, even l'tzorach guf and makomun, counts as a tvisas bayis. But the Chofetz Chaim says, d'imhoya mutal l'talklam, l'tzorach guf and makomun, if you are allowed to move it because you need its place or you need the item, then efshar yishit starach balabayis l'shtamish ben b'shabbos, maybe the balabayis then will need it and will use it, and he'll take it out, olotzio mibeso machmas ezesi, but he'll take it out for it's allowed to be used for its tzorach guf u'makomo, v'lo yishar lo shom tvisas yad, and he won't have over here a tvisas yad anymore in that apartment. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud explains over here that these individual dwellers over here now are considered like guests of the Bala Bayis, shenasu kulam orchim, kivan shlo silek atzmo mibotim elu mikol v'ko. Since he has this tvisas yad over here, he hasn't removed himself from those apartments. V'davka kishimunach shom chafotzav. However, this is only true if he actually has things in those apartments. Avokoz man shein munach shom, but he doesn't have anything actually over there. He just has the right to put something there. Av sheyesh lo rishus l'neach shom lo mahani. Then that doesn't count as a tvisas yad. The issue footnote number 11 brings down that if Rahman al-Islam, the Balabai is over here, is a Mechal Shabbos, so the Marsham says, Shalo Nechshav L'Tilas Yad, that doesn't count as a Tisas Yad, because he's unfortunately going to move it whenever he wants, even if it's Muktzah. The issue footnote number 12 brings down from Dayan Weiss, that's how the Minchas Yitzchak, Shema Maskir Hu Nochri, if the person over here who's renting this out as a Nochri, then also, Lo Toil Tisas Yad Shalo Eitzel Socher Yisrael, then he doesn't have a Tisas Yad in the renter who is a Jewish person, because the gather of Tvisas Yad over here makes the renter like an oreach of the owner, but you would not be an oreach over here in the non-Jewish person's house. And this is also the opinion of the Chalkas Yaakov. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he says, Shenokat la'alocha, he holds halocha l'maisa, that the Nochri does have a Tvisas Yad over here, even though the renter is Jewish. The issue footnote number 13 brings down a very important discussion. What about a hotel? So he says, Malon Shibal of Yehudi, the owner of the hotel is a Jewish person, and he rents out all the different rooms in the hotel. And in these rooms, he has the beds and tables, etc., the furniture of the rooms. And the renters, the people that are staying in the hotel, have obviously the right to use those beds and the furniture in the room. So he brings down from the Dvar Avram and also from the Chazon Ish, Shalo Nechshav Sheish Labalabai Sham Tvisas Yad. This doesn't constitute a Tvisas Yad for the owner of the hotel. And therefore, they wouldn't be allowed to go and be metaltel. It's not under one person's jurisdiction unless they make an Erev Chatzeros. And this is also the opinion of Dayan Weiss at Tzal and the Minchas Yitzchak, also the opinion of the Marsham and the Marshag. And it's only if there are items in the hotel rooms that the guests don't need or use, and they don't have the right to remove them, then it's considered that the owner of the hotel has a tisas yad. On the other hand, the more makel opinions brought down in the Shelos and Shuvos Mei Yehuda, who writes, Shekivon Shebiyad Bal Habayis Lokaches Es Hamita V'Ashulchan Lachlifim V'Acherim. If the owner of the hotel wishes to, he can take your bed out and replace it with a different bed. He can take your furniture out and replace it with a different furniture. And the Orchim don't have the right to protest this, and they don't have the right to take them out to another room that they have on their own. So therefore, the Baal HaBayis, the owner of the hotel, does have a Tfisas Yad. There's also the opinion of the Shelos HaTshuvas Sheiris Yaakov, and there's also the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. Shegam Chafetzim Sheskirum Beferish Liarchim. Even though these things are rented specifically for the hotel guests to use, they are still considered Tfisas Yad of the owner. The Rav Ozer Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi says he paskins like the more machmir opinion of the Chazon Ish, that you shouldn't ideally consider this a Tfisas Yad, but Bishas Adchak, one could possibly count on this as a Tfisas Yad, like Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. He does it. This is only true if the owner of the hotel is living there b'kvias in the Malone. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudal says that the guests in this situation are considered like they're living with the Baal HaBayis, the ones that either borrowed or rented the apartment from him if the Baal HaBayis has still a Tfisas Yad. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umayri kisheish l'rishush l'nirshon." This is when he obviously has permission to keep his heavy items or mukta items in those rooms. And this is true even if he's only able to put it in a part of their dwelling, not in the entire dwelling. However, if he doesn't have the right to put it there, the Baal HaBayis rented it out and doesn't retain any Tfisas Yad. He has no official permission to put it there. However, he happened to have left some stuff there, and the renter is not makbid about this. Nevertheless, that's not called Tfisas Yad. They wouldn't be considered over here that they're his guests, and therefore, if they don't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, they would ruin it for everybody. The Yishu footnote numbers 14 and 15 have additional important caveats about this halacha ayin shom. Mechaber continues and he writes, however, v'im eina botim shelo, if this person doesn't own those dwelling places, lo knuyos lo schuras, he doesn't own them, he doesn't rent them out. So in this situation, afa pi sheyesh lo bohem dvarim she'asru l'tatlam, he happens to store stuff in those places, and there are things that are forbidden to be moved. Nevertheless, Oshun Zalzed, then each of those individual dwellers, though, are considered separate entities, and if they don't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, they would ruin it for them, despite the fact that this other Baal HaBayis happens to store something in their house, even if it's with the permission, that's nevertheless, since they're not renting or borrowing this place from them, they own it, therefore they would ruin it for everybody else if they don't participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Beis tells us, Rosh Lomar, the Dina Dileel, Mayri Shabbatim Shelo Be'etzem, that when we said that he's considered having a Tfisas Yad there, and it's all like they're guests by him, that's only if he owns those apartments. Oshu Soch, Oshu Shal, let's low. Or he doesn't own it, but he's borrowed it or rented it from somebody else. And now, who is Skirin or Shil Lacher, and he's now lending it or renting it to somebody else. The Bazeh Amrinan, in this situation we say, Du Nasik or Rechetz Lo, that he has a Tfisas Yad, and they're like guests in his big dwelling. But if he has no share really in those houses, they happen to be neighbors. They each have a separate house. He happens to have permission to go and put some heavy things over there in the other guy's house. He doesn't become like the Baal HaBayis there, and that dweller is considered his guest. We don't consider that, and therefore each of them must participate in the Erev Chatzeros. We now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah. The Yeshomer, there is a divergent opinion that says the kol zeh kishein diyorim b'chotzer Elohim. This is only allowed over here that he is considered having a tfisas yad if there's nobody else living over there. However, avo kishiyesh diyorim acherim. But if there are other people besides the multiple apartments that he owns and he's lent to rent it out. So in this situation, if there are other people there that are living in apartments that he doesn't own, rent, or have rishusin, and the Erev that is being placed for the Erev Chatzeros is in one of those other people's houses. So in this situation, then not only does the Baal HaBayis that we've been talking about, who owns the multiple apartments, have to participate, but even the, quote, guests that he has the Tfisas Yad in their departments, they also have to contribute to the Erev Chatzeros, so they would ruin it for everybody. And he brings us down the name of the Rebbeinu Rav Yonah's son, and this is based upon the Gemara in Perek Ketzad Mishtatvin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel explains the Ramah as follows. Rosh Lomar, the Ramah is telling us, when do we say that this Tfisas Yad works? It's only Bizman She'eni Moim Dior Macherim. According to this Yesh Omrim, it's only if there's nobody else dwelling there other than this Baal HaBayis with the multiple apartments and the people that he's either lending it to or renting it to. Elohu, Ba'osan Hu Anashim Shishil V'Skirim Lehen. as I just said, only those people. Or alternatively, afilu yesh o diorim bechatzir, or there could be other people living there, and l'shosim diorim mivin eruvu n'minichin oso bebayis shel bala bayizeh, o be'echod mebatim ha'sh'ulim, sheyesh l'bala bayis tisayabin, or the eruv is being kept, even if there are other dwellers there, in this bala bayis's direct apartment, or in one of the apartments that he's lending or renting out. And then, in that situation, since he doesn't have to participate in the eruv chatzeros, the person whose house is in doesn't have to actually participate. They don't have to contribute anything. Therefore, in this situation, they're all considered like one. In this situation, he doesn't have to put in any bread. So then it could also work over here, even if there are other dwellers. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, avo kishiyesh o diyorin acherim b'chotzer, if there are other people dwelling in this chotzer, umeinichin ha'eruv shelo b'beis bal habayis zeh, and the eruv is not placed in this bal habayis who owns the multiple apartments house or in any of those other dwellings, ela b'vati shar diyorin, but it's placed in one of the other people's dwelling. D'bezeh halo ha'bal habayis bilav hochi tzorich litein chelich b'eruv. Now this bal habayis has to participate in the eruv chatzeros himself, so therefore, lo mahani b'zeh tisas yad lift torah socher militein chelich b'eruv. Now he no longer is able to go and stop the other people that are renting or lending his apartments from participating in the Erev Chatzeros. They also now have to go participate in the Erev Chatzeros. And the reason is, the Migu, the Shari, the Yarim, Osir, the Balabayas, since the other people are ruining for the Balabayas, so too, Hanoch Shadar Meveso, these people now living in his apartment, even if they're renting it or borrowing it, Nami Asri Alav, they ruin it for him as well, Achi Yitnu Chelik Be'erev, until everybody participates in the Erev Chatzeros over here. The Ramah continues, he writes, if a Jewish person rented over here a house from a non-Jewish person, and he rents out part of this apartment to another friend, when he rented from the non-Jewish person, he didn't have that other person in mind. He rented it for himself, and then he changed his mind and rented part of it to another Jewish person. Then it's considered like this apartment is totally his. And he's renting out one of the apartments to a friend. And in this situation, there's no need for an Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yudalit, Haynu Cheder Echom in Abira. When we said he rents out part of this place, he rents out a room in this apartment. So Sifkot and Tezvav, if that was the original intention, wrote Shalomar, Bishar Shesocham in Akam, Lokivin Liskor Bado Vat Chaver. When he rented originally from the Akam, he was renting it only for himself and not for the other Jewish person. So then in this situation, it is acceptable that there's no Erev Chatzeros, it's one owner over here. However, Avol im Sochro Mitrilo Adai Tadahochi, but if he rented it from the non-Jewish person with the intention that he would rent half of it to another Jewish person, the Mishnah Berurah explains as if Kotten Tezayin, Rosal Omar, Dimitrila Schiros Kivin Liskor Gam Ba'ad Chaveiro. So he's renting it from the non-Jewish person, he's really renting it on his own behalf as well as on the other person's behalf. Vinisratz Ito Lodu Yachtov, he's already established that the other person is going to live there with him. So Ishtakach, it turns out, the High Sochem in Akum, when he's renting it from the Akum, Shlichuso de Chavrikov, he's acting as a messenger for the sale for himself as well as for the other Jewish person, Ushneim Shavim Vaizeh, and now they're equal dwellers in this apartment. So now in this situation, the Ramah concludes, and he says, Havale Shnei Batim, this is like two separate houses over here, V'lo Mahani, Af B'Shiyesh Le'echa Me'em Tvisas Yad V'Veis Haver, and it won't help that one person has a Tvisas Yad in the other person's house, there are two separate owners over here, he brings down for the Ma'arik, and therefore, they would need to go and make their own Erev Chatzeros. As the Mishnah Berurah says, as if Kotten Yud Zayin, V'Kenizkor Le'el B'Divrei HaMechaber, Din Ein Batim Shlo V'Chule, as we already pointed out, if one person doesn't own all these houses, so then they all have to participate in Erev Chatzeros. We'll start Siv Gimel now. Chamesh chaburos sheshavsu betraklin v'chilku b'mchitzos. You have five individual people that are dwelling in a palace, in a large room over here, in an ulam, and they divide it up with mchitzos. So now all living in this large room, but it's subdivided and partitioned off. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yudches, Rotsalomar, Shadiros and Betraklin, and they're living over here in this traklin. Now, the Mechaber tells us, in Ovrim Kulam Zelzeh, if they're all able to pass through, let's say they're all going from the inside to the outside, you have to pass one through the other's partitioned area. So in Ovrim Kulam Zelzeh, so everybody has to go through the other person's area to get out. Shein Pesach Pasul L'chotzer, there is no other out area over here getting into the chotzer, Elo Achitzon, they all have to pass through everybody else's area and go out to the chotzer through the last person's partitioned area, v'chulam over in derech olav, and they're all going through this area over here, ein tzrich litin ba'erev, then the only people that have to participate in the erev chatzeros are the two innermost ones, elo shnayim ha'pnimiyim. And the reason for this, the Mechaber tells us, is we call acherim chashuvim kibei shar lehem, because all the other people are like a gatehouse compared to the inner dwellers, and they're not considered separate dwellers. So only the two inner people have to contribute. Why the two inner people? The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yutes tells us over here, the af hasheni ugam king beis shal rishon. Why isn't the second most innermost person considered the gatehouse to the innermost person? Because there's only one person living inside, Shalrishon over at Derech Olav. So even though that one person inside is going out, mikol mokon lo mikri beis shal lepotru min ha'erev, the beis shal di yochid, he's only one person, dainu shirak yochid over at Derech Olav, lo mikri beis shal. You can't be a beis shal for only one person, as we were learning Mitzvah Shem and Siv Zayin. And therefore, v'alkein, kol echad v'yechad mehen chayev b'erev. Situation, both of them will have to participate in the erev. We're talking here about that the partitions go all the way up to the roof. If they don't reach up to the roof, then they're considered like one house. They only have to have one of them participate, as long as there are other people dwelling over there. With that, we conclude today's shiur.